Hey, how y'all doing? This is Mr. Edwards coming to you live Sunday evening, 4:34 p.m. I wanted to come to you all and talk to you about what I perceive or what I feel is dark times coming ahead. I believe that something very major is coming to America. I believe that for some reason, I could be wrong, but I believe that America is being saved for last. I mean, if you look at it, there are so many things that is happening around us, not just in America, but outside of America, third world countries, other countries that are being taken over by capitalists, other countries where people are on the run, people have to flee the country due to killings and layoffs and famines and corruption of government. And it's just becoming, it's like, it almost feels like we are being boxed in. You know, I remember maybe 20 years ago, America didn't look like the America it is now. You know, there's so many massive layoffs. There's so many companies going under, making budget cuts, laying thousands, laying hundreds of people off, pushing their companies overseas. Folks, it's already hard enough to go out here and compete on the job market online because, see, 20 years ago, you can quit a job, get fired from a job, you get a job with the snap of a finger, like maybe the same day, the next day. 20 years ago, you didn't have to know how to perform this job with a degree or have experience because people were willing to train you as long as you showed up and were willing to work. That time has drastically changed over time. It's not always a bad thing with changes, but some changes are for the benefit of the rich and the poor gets the last end of the stick. That's just the way it goes. These days and times are very different. The dollar, the money that we have in our pocket, has gone down. The same things that we used to pay 20 years ago, 10 years ago, even 5 years ago for, we have to pay double that. I remember a little bag of chips back in the day was like 10 cent, 15 cent, 25 cent. Them little same bag of chips are like $2 now. And that's a little bag, you know. And not only that, these bags of chips that they sell in stores, they halfway full. They're not even all the way full. So that's a sign of inflation. We're not even in hyperinflation yet, but we're about to be in hyperinflation. There are a lot of people that are in the job market that are online. The more people they lay off, the more people you got to compete with, which means the more people are applying for the same position that you're applying for. And everybody needs to work. Everybody needs employment. There are some people that don't work. There are some people that maneuver around in life and they, you know, they got their own business or they make, you know, money from home or they realtors, you know, they real estate people. You know, some people just their own CEOs and stuff like that. And those, I believe that those are the smart ones because they realized a long time ago that a job is nothing really. If you think about it, a job is just a piece of work that you're being paid to do. Employment is employment. A job is a job. It's a good thing. Any job is better than no job. But what I am telling you is this. A job is just a piece of work that you are being paid for to do for somebody else that don't want to do the job that you're doing. A job is just a piece of work. Anytime that person feels like, oh, okay, they don't need you to do that job anymore, guess what? You're done. They're going to get rid of you. And see, a job is taking a gamble. A job is like a gambling risk because you don't know from day to day if you're going to be told that we don't need you anymore. See, that's the risk that we all are taking. These contracts that we sign for these jobs, if you read them thoroughly, it says that they have a right to get rid of you at any given time for any given reason, at any given day. But so many people are caught up with, oh, a job just can't fire you like that. Obviously, you don't read before you sign something. This is all too true. You got to thoroughly read things before you jump into it. Getting back to what I was saying, dark times are ahead because as the more and more people become jobless, and they're, you know, it's like you're scrambling to look for another job. That's the funny thing about having a job. Once you lose that job, you got to scramble to look for something else. And what if that job don't pull through? You know, what if nothing comes through for 6 months, a year, 2, 3 years? Some people have given up on the job market. Folks, I'm telling you, there are dark times ahead. It's just happening slowly but surely with the rise of artificial intelligence, which is replacing human beings. That's not, basically they're saying humans are not needed anymore. Why? Well, first, you know, I don't know everything, the reason behind artificial intelligence, but listen to my mouth and the words that I say. Artificial intelligence, which means that it's not real, which means that it's human made. So somewhere down the road years ago, somebody came up with the solution to, maybe it was a good solution to make things quicker, you know, put robots on jobs to make things run faster and smoother. Maybe somebody took advantage of that and said, you know what, we can replace all humans with robots and computers. We don't need humans for nothing. And that's basically what's going on. They're saying they don't need humans for anything. Can you imagine a world without humans? Just a few bit of humans and the rest is AI intelligence. Look at the commercials they're showing on TV. FedEx, they got a robot delivering packages to homes. They got drones delivering food. So basically, these robots, these drones are replacing humans. One of the reasons is because they don't have to worry about people calling out, people getting sick, people making excuses why they can't come to work, you know, and things happen in life. That's just how life goes. But in this society that's approaching, it's all about artificial intelligence. It's about the superhumans. It reminds me of the Bible of you had that statue of clone iron foot mixed with clay. Clay is what? Humans made of flesh, you know, so they're putting humans, it's transhumanism. They're making half human, half machine. You know, all this is leading up to that. You know, oh my God, all this stuff is coming together slowly but surely. You know, it's something I've seen on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is like a professional website. It's a professional website and it only deals with really professional people, people that know other professional people. But anyway, somebody shared a link on there maybe a few weeks ago, and it was talking about this company that has these little monitors that listen to your conversation. It shows how much you talk, if you're standing, if you're bullshitting around on the job. It even said about how they had some of their workers microchipped already. Folks, this shit is real. This shit is no game. It's not fake, you know, and it's, you know, I'm so kind of pissed that I didn't really pay attention to certain things back in the day. I mean, it's never too late to get things correct, to get back on track, but you want to kind of do it as soon as possible, because once time get behind you, it's a whole different story. So, like I said before, it is about to get really dark out here. With more people become homeless, more people struggling, they can't find work, they can't make money. The average person is going to start doing things, robbing, killing, stealing. It's going to become real, real out here, really real. I know this has been happening for years. People have been stealing, people have been robbing back then. But this really about to be vicious. See, back then, it wasn't a lot of artificial intelligence. It wasn't robots taking over, you know, majority of robots taking over jobs and all that. It wasn't like that back then. These days and times, we're living in a digital age, the 21st century. We've bypassed the 2000s. We were in the late 2000s. Damn near now. We about to be in 2020. Folks, look how fast this year has passed. This year has passed like a snap of a fucking finger. In another 2 months, this year will be over. We're going into 2020. If a recession hits, and I believe that all this shit is going to come together. It's just coming together slowly. It's coming together slowly. This has been in a plan for years to oust humans from jobs and to make, it's almost becoming like the Hunger Games, you know, where people didn't have no jobs and only the best were chosen out of maybe a few skilled people. Everybody else had to fend for themselves. This also reminds me of fucking that the other movie after the Hunger Games. It was the Allegiance or something like that. Where the poor people were called certain names and you know, the poor were ousted. It was just plain and simple. The poor was ousted. The rich had all the greatest resources. Everything. They had all the resources, you know, and people had to fend for themselves. And it's getting exactly like that. Dark times are ahead, man. You know, and it's not just for the young and energetic and enthusiastic. It's like that for older people. Think about the older people, that disabled people, the people that can't work, that can't that can't, you know, even walk, that can't run, people that are confined in wheelchairs, people that are mentally disabled. You know, a lot of shelters have closed down. A lot of help programs have gotten slashed out. A lot of Section 8 vouchers is getting slashed. And as the years and years go on and on, however long we have on this planet Earth, it's just going to get harder. The cost of living has become sky high. There's no fucking way that people can keep paying $3,000 for a one bedroom, $2,500 for a studio. A studio used to be called an efficiency. That shit is no efficiency no more. It's a studio. Either it's a studio, a one bedroom, two bedroom, or three bedroom. I've seen 3-4 bedrooms for $4,000 a month. Come on, $15 an hour is not going to pay, not even $2,500 a month. That's not going to pay. It's people out here that is still working, that are still employed. These people working 3 and 4 or 5 fucking jobs. Your whole life is being taken from you just because you got to work and you need to work and you need to make rent. You know, dark times are ahead, man. I'm telling you, man, like, this shit is no joke out here, man. And it's just happening slowly but surely, but it's in your face. It's in your face on an everyday basis. What they tell us on the media is not matching up with reality. It's not what you're seeing in reality. They're telling us on TV, oh, everything is A-okay. You know, the stock prices is up and, you know, we have created such and such 100,000 jobs and blah, 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 and blah, blah, this. Everything sounds like some shit off Charlie Brown fucking cartoon. Wah, 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 wah. That's all the fuck you hear. Wah, 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 wah. That's all the fuck you hear on TV. You know, and it's like what they're saying on TV, it's not matching up with reality. And reality speaks louder than fucking media. You know, and I'm telling you, folks, there is some dark days ahead. If you're not a man, be the best. You have to be the best you version of you. You can be. You cannot depend on a job. You cannot depend on the government. The government tells you this. They tell you that. They tell you this. They tell you that. No, no, no. Reality is speaking different. It's speaking different. There are some dark days ahead, man. It's people that used to be loving. Neighbors used to be look out for neighbors. This shit is not the same no more. This shit has changed damn near like overnight out here. This shit is not the same no more. Things are not the same. Like I said, change is not always bad. I'm not saying all changes is bad. But there are some changes that's going to screw a lot of people's lives up. That's going to fuck a lot of things up for people, man. A lot of us are going to get left behind because we're not adapting. We're not growing. We're not growing every day. We're not learning anything new. So, yes, you're going to get left behind. And then it's like you got to grow and learn on an everyday basis from now until the time of your death. Because I'm telling you, the things that used to happen back in the early thousands, the things that used to go on in the 90s, that shit is gone, long gone. Those times are not like it used to be. Times are drastically changing, damn near overnight. It's like you go to, it's like you get through the day today. You go to sleep, you wake up, it's something new every day. It's something new. It's a new change. It's a new law. And it's like them shits is happening overnight. You know, these days are getting darker and darker. The love of humanity is fading away. Listen to what I tell you carefully. Love for humanity has faded away and is fading away. At the end of the day, we all are human beings. We have feelings. We have emotions. We want to be loved. We want to be accepted, respected. We want to be cherished. That shit has faded. And it's continuously to fade away. That's have been already predicted in the Bible. Okay? That has already been predicted. It has already been foretold. Okay? When the love of humanity starts to fade, everything else falls right under it. Everything else falls. When you have a nation where anything goes, there is no structure at all, the whole nation will crumble eventually. Folks, you have to have structure some way or another in your nation. That's why there are nations outside of America that still practice stoning to death, that still flogs people, that still kill people, that's homosexual, that don't abide by the law, that don't do this, that don't do that. There are still nations in this world that abide by those rules. That's why some nations will not compromise with other nations. When you have a nation where any and everything goes, everything will crumble slowly but surely. Because it's too much of any and everything going on. America is not the same America 20, 30 years ago. It is not the same. Sure, everybody's not bad. It don't make this person a bad person because they're doing certain things. But at the same fucking time, if you're wrong, you're wrong. If you're right, you're right. And when it's too much of mixed things going on in one nation that's supposed to be structured like this, but then you have mixed shit going on and everything is going, everything can happen, anything can go on, you can do whatever you want to do, it won't last long. It will not last long. The rise of artificial intelligence is putting people, knocking people out of the box. Amazon already has this. It is just before a matter of time before Amazon Ghost Store comes to in the city of Washington, D.C. It's a matter of time. That Ghost Store, what I mean by the Ghost Store, they have what you call an Amazon Ghost Store, which means that you can just walk in, shop where you need to shop, get your stuff, and leave back out. Everything is tracked through your phone, your banking account, everything. You don't have to, it's not even a cashier there. That's going to become the new norm. Trust me. That's going to become the new norm. It's already slowly but surely happening with McDonald's. You want McDonald's, you can order the little kiosk thing. You know, somebody can bring your food to your table. All this shit is happening slowly but surely. It's in your face. It is in your face, folks. There are some major dark times ahead. Right now, it's happening slowly but surely. There is still a little bit of peace left in this world, folks. But it's not that much. It's not that much. It's not that much. Do what you have to do to be the best version of you. I don't care if you old or young. But you're gonna have to have somebody have your back. Because humans can only do so much. Folks, I've never seen God. I've never shook his hand. I've never been to his house. God ain't never seen me face to face. But there is a God some fucking where out here. It has to be. Because things are getting darker and darker by the fucking day. It's being shown on the bus, on the public transportation. It's being shown through the stores. It's a lot of tension in the air. It's a lot of division out here. We are living in a Darwin society, which means survival of the fittest. When you go homeless, the world doesn't come to your aid. You may ask for help. Somebody may help you a little bit here, a little bit there. But when you become homeless, you are on your fucking own. Not unless you have family that's willing to take you in. And sometimes that become a bore. That becomes a burden. Because people get tired of seeing you. You know, people get tired of you being around. That's just how shit goes. But there are some dark times ahead. I feel for the older people that need somebody to constantly be there to take care of them. You know, what's funny is when we born babies, what happens? Somebody has to take care of us until we are old enough to take care of ourselves. But see, here's the flip side. When you become old, somebody got to take care of you until you die. That's the flip side of it. But the way we came in this world is the way we're going out. We came in cold, broke, child, as a baby, somebody had to feed us, clothe us, take care of us, whether they were our family or not. It's the same way we're going out. Old, somebody got to take care of us, somebody got to feed us. That's if you live that age. Some people are dying off young, very young. And there are unfortunate, unforeseen events that happen. That's just part of life. That's just how life goes. Life is not fair. It doesn't care who it hurts. It doesn't care about that. Life reminds me of a boxer that never gets tired of boxing. That's always in shape. That never gets tired. This life is no joke. Life is very fragile, but it's no joke. It's not to be played with. And so many people say, oh, you can't take everything so serious. Well, life is taking shit serious. It's not playing with you or me. It's not playing with nobody out here. The same things that we thought back then, the same moves we used to make back then, the moves is, man, we can't make them moves no more. Them shits is old now. You know, and if it's times are like this now, imagine how time's going to be next year, 5 more years from now. Can you imagine how shit is going to be if it's like this now? But anyway, I don't have all day to be on here. Any questions, comments, please leave in my mailbox. Please leave in my message box. Any questions or other comments, or you need to get in contact with me personally, you can leave me a message at joeyedwards265@gmail.com. That's joeyedwards265@gmail.com. If it's in God's will, I shall talk to you all at a later date and time. Thank you. Love yourself and take care of each other. And please, please be careful out here, y'all, because there are dark times ahead. Peace.